chilly day like this makes you want to eat a nice warm steak, right? Down at Ruhlman Steakhouse. Make that drive down Highway 6 to Ashland.
Sure.
Go see Phil and the team. Maybe get a filet. Of course, you'd wrap up with the cookie skillet. That's natural.
Yeah.
Phil, you're muted still. But you want to go see Phil and the team. Have your crab rice, as you love, Sip.
Yeah, I do like it. Legit. They give you a lot of it, too.
Jake talked about a warm steak, not a cold steak.
Cold steak's not bad.
Some people eat rare steak, Bill. That's not for me. Some people do.
Oh, I like it. I like
a little medium or medium to rare.
I trend towards rare.
So that's
I always say
it's
medium
kind of cold
rare.
Then.
Yeah, it can be a little cold. I say medium rare, trending towards rare.
We're not eating together.
Really?
Medium, medium to medium, medium rare at the absolute most red.
Well, yeah, I'm a medium guy. I know.
You want your steak rare?
Medium trending to rare is what I said, and that's what
I'm making sure I heard you correctly. But
you're
not cooking my steak.
That's fine.
A couple more minutes in that.
I don't expect to cook your steak, Jake.
Could you imagine that?
I'm getting in a fight.
Remember the time to cook steaks for all of us?
They're all rare.
I couldn't imagine getting a phone call. Hey, what are you guys up to tonight? I got some steaks I'm going to throw on the grill. You and Jake want to stop over?
It could happen.
I'll grill it for 30 seconds and call it good.
Chances are Leo would
Jake's
be there.
Jake's in the kitchen making up a Caesar salad or something. Hey, Steve's out there on the grill, just the three of us. I think there'd be no chance that ever happened.
Hey, but you know what? It's a good thing to
cutting up fantasize. Vegetables.
Yeah, chopping up vegetables. I'll bring the potatoes, Steve.
Okay. Could you bring the dessert, please?
I'll bring the dessert. I would. Yeah. I've always been a dessert. That's what I bring. Because you can purchase incredible desserts that everyone's happy with.
Lemon bars. Lemon bars are a go-to.
Anything you want. Just go to a bakery. Go to Hy-Vee. Go to Village Inn and get a pie. Everything's happy.
Yep.
Go to bring some money when you go buy that pie. It's not cheap anymore.
Is that right? Are we up in the? Are we close to 20 at this point?
Oh, I'm sure it's a 20. I think it's a $20 bill for sure.
Is it?
For a pecan pie.
I don't know if it's gotten to 20, Bill. I don't know if it has.
Someone help us out. Anybody at the grocery store working?
Not
in the
grocery
bakery
store,
area?
Village Inn.
Village Inn. We'd like to know, what would a French silk cost us?
I'm going to guess 17.
Okay.
17.99, 21.5 by the time you're done?
What
tax. Yeah, with tax.
Yeah, with tax. You get right to 20 probably. I don't know if you need a $20 bill, though.
Go see Phil and the team at Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Okay. Bizarre time. It's a very strange world right now. Everything's bizarre. Yesterday, we were trying to confirm every time, was this AI? It was real. It was absolutely real. The governor of Louisiana, his name is Jeff Landry.
Okay.
He was speaking, I think he was at the governor's, at the Capitol.
Yeah, it looked like the Capitol.
The governor's ball.
He was somewhere speaking about the situation of LSU football. Mm-hmm. Who's hiring the head coach? He clearly does not like the AD, Scott Woodward. Here is Jeff Landry. This is not AI. This is real audio from yesterday, listening to the governor's thoughts on the LSU opening.
We are not going down a failed path. And I wanted to tell you something. This is a pattern. The guy that's here now that wrote that contract cost Texas A&M $70-something million. Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. You know? I'm not going to be picking the next coach. But I can promise you, we're going to pick a coach, and we're going to make sure that that coach is successful. And we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly. And we're going to put metrics on it. Because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country. And then leaving the taxpayers on the foot, to foot the bill. So, yeah, absolutely. Who's that? No. I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee, and they're going to go find us a coach.
That is the governor, Jeff Landry, Louisiana, saying he says Scott Woodward, the standing AD at LSU, will not be in charge of hiring the next coach. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
So he's talking about a board of supervisors?
Basically, yes.
That's who determines the next coach?
That's what he said, at least.
Can you imagine that? I mean, that is a bold statement, but I don't think anyone probably in Louisiana or any place is probably pushing back on that a lot. I thought the most interesting part was that he brought up the Texas A&M, which everyone knows is real, mm-hmm. and that's who did do the deal. But yeah, obviously that's in another state, but he still brought that one back up. So things are. I would doubt that Scott Woodward is that's a long lasting career there. I'd imagine. I think that thing is on the way out.
What does LSU leadership do today? Not Woodward, the people above him, be it the president or the you have to have a meeting right away, right, and say, okay, now we have a little dust up here. We have to deal with the governor. is suggesting that the AD doesn't hire this coach. Now we have to figure this out quickly, right? Because somebody has to hire a coach,
right?
And somebody has to conduct a search. Somebody has to go through the mechanisms of getting this done. Is Woodward not doing it? Because does the governor
imagine if they have to go fly some places to go meet coaches and those things
right.
like that? But the AD's not on the plane. He's not going.
Right.
That's nothing to do with it. It made it sound as if the way it sounded to me that he is not involved. It's not like, well, hang on now. He'll be involved. I think it sounded to me like that Scott Woodward will not be involved in this
okay,
process.
Okay, well, if he's not involved, why is he the AD? It's time to just let him go. Okay, if the AD is not involved in the search or the hiring, what's he doing there?
Do you have a
cut him?
Do you see the
get
problem?
Him out of there.
Do you see the problem at that point? So you don't have an AD or a head coach.
We have an AD, but he's not actually doing AD duties. Or allowed
Steve,
to.
They don't have a president. There's no president.
There's no president. There's no AD. There's no coach.
LSU. What's happening?
Other than that, everything's fine at LSU.
Governor.
Everything seems fine. Imagine when you walk into a staff room, no one knows where to sit.
Right.
Who's at the front of the table on each end? I don't know. We don't have anybody at the front end of the table.
Then the question becomes, should the governor conduct himself this way? Throw himself head first into this.
You ever heard that before? Can you imagine Pillen like say, hey, stand down, Troy Dana, I got this?
I would say I've never heard it publicly. I've heard it no, not a governor.
Not like that.
I've heard regents get involved.
Like maybe behind closed doors, but not to a public.
Not like that.
Intentionally in a public setting. We know this is going to be heard by everybody.
I've 100% heard regents
He mentioned the governor of Louisiana mentioned twice, which was kind of fun to hear like that. It was kind of made you laugh that he mentioned twice just to have the current president of the United States might be involved in selecting the coach.
He mentioned it twice. He did.
Very odd. And you're right. The other thing about this bill, that Jake had to make clear this was not AI.
Because that's easily an AI thing. That was that was serious stuff. That was
Jake, I'm with you.
Actual audio. We had to confirm. Like, there's got to be real. There's got to be fake. I know. That's legitimate.
Because when I saw it, initially I thought, oh, this isn't real. There's no way that's real. That's real.
And that was very real. So Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, has spoken about the LSU job, saying the AD's not hiring this guy.
So what's Woodard doing today? What's his wife saying to him at breakfast? Hey, what's going on here?
Like this morning, what are they having, like maybe some, I don't know, like some scrambled eggs? And what are you doing today? I don't know. I'm not helping with the search. I know that.
Honey, you're all over the news.
Take a walk, I guess.
They're talking about you on early break.
In Nebraska. Fascinating in LSU. When we come back, Rick Heyman's song of the day.
Also,
go ahead, Bill.
It's gold because for a talk show, because stuff like that, that's awesome. That's like things happening quick like that for us to talk about. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what they'll do? They'll probably hire a really good coach, and we'll see what happens with that. But it's still one of the most coveted jobs in college football. It's a top 4 to 5 job in the profession.
Yep.
And so there's no one going to push back from, I don't want to get involved in this. I don't want to coach at LSU. The governor got involved, so I'm going to push back. Nope. They put 103,000 people in there and get cranked up.
Rick Heyman's song of the day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.